C3 AI software enables organizations to use artificial intelligence at enterprise scale, solving previously unsolvable business problems. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
Here's your midday brief for Wednesday, November 24th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. consumers are entering the holiday shopping season in a buying mood. The Commerce Department says household spending rose 1.3% in October from the month before. The strengthening labor market appears to be giving shoppers the confidence to open their wallets. The Labor Department says weekly jobless claims fell to a seasonally adjusted 199,000 last week. That marks the lowest level recorded since November of 1969. We report exclusively that top oil producers Saudi Arabia and Russia are considering pulling back on their recent efforts to provide the world with more crude. The move comes after the U.S. and other countries said they would tap their strategic petroleum reserves in an effort to lower prices. People familiar with Saudi Arabia's thinking say the country sees the released oil reserves as potentially swelling global supply and threatening to reduce prices. And the farm equipment giant John Deere posted sales and earnings growth in its latest fiscal quarter, despite a five-week workers' strike that ended last week. The company cited high commodity prices and construction activity supporting demand for its machines and forecast strong growth in the coming year. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
If only life had a remote control, you could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.